He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show 353. Today, we have an interesting show. Put on your learning cap because we're going to talk a little bit. Actually, we're going to talk a lot of bit about digital archiving. And at some point in your life, you are going to want to know a lot about digital archiving. And what we're referring to is if you want to keep things for a long, long time, I'm not talking a year or two, I'm talking 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe 100 years. This has been a problem in media for many, many years. Archiving something that's going to last forever is a tough thing because the industry is changing so rapidly, you don't know if what you're using today is going to be the media of tomorrow. I think many of you, at least certainly I can, remember way back when we had the floppy disk, and they had small floppies, and they came out with big floppy disks, and then they came out with a thing called a Bernoulli drive, and every 3 years something new would come out, and I used to have these Bernoulli drives when I was running my company many, many years ago, and we invested heavily in the Bernoulli technology, and I think it's totally gone today, and certainly all those disks that I had backed up information, including my computer operating systems, is long gone. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anything that can read a floppy drive today or a Bernoulli disk. And there were so many different formats. There were tape drives. And the whole point of it was to archive data so that when you need it. Now, today, of course, a lot of things, including backups, exist in the cloud. And that's all well and good. But, as many of you will have observed, there are many cloud situations that have either failed or gone bankrupt or both. So it's not the end-all, cure-all. So I am looking for something that will allow me to hold it in my hand and last forever. So particularly what I wanted to do is back up my photos and my videos from my travels. And right now, I have a backup system in three different places. And for me, anytime you have a backup system, it consists of three different drives. So my first backup is a Synology disk, RAID disk configuration that I back up everything to. I mean, everything. All my files, my video files, my day-to-day entries in the computer, my finances, whatever it is all backed up and encrypted on this Synology disk drive. And they're fairly expensive. They're about, $2,000, $1,500, somewhere in there. And that works great. I also have another backup that simultaneously will go up to the cloud so that, God forbid, I had a fire in the studio here or something, I still have a cloud backup. And I have yet a third backup that goes to a server at a different location other than where my studio is, a second studio that we have. And that basically is uploaded every hour from my operating system here in my studio to that. So I have three fail safes, one local. Of course, your computer's got to break first, but I have one local, I have one that's backed up in a cloud, and I have one that's backed up on a remote server. So the chances of all three of those places going wacko is actually pretty good, if you know me. But in any event, that's the typical backup. So I wanted to back up some photographs that I had from Europe, and I was looking around to figure out, well, I'll put them on a DVD. But in my travels, maybe 2 years ago, I realized that there's another format, and it's called the M-Series discs. So what we're going to do today is take a look at this interesting technology. It's been around for a while. I call the M right here, I think I call it for minerals. That's what it's basically, a mineralized disc, if you will. So you need a special player and recorder for that, and essentially, every DVD player will not record the M format. So this is a verbatim slimline DVD player recorder. Of course, it will play CDs also. And this pretty much records and plays every format there is. And right here, if you look at the labels that are across here, You'll see that it's DVD multi-format. You'll see that RW, that stands for read write. But right here is what I'm interested in. It's this M-Disc. And this is a special medium that's used primarily for archival purposes. Now, here's the actual discs. And if you notice, it says really in large letters there, M-Disc. Though this is a BDR M-Disc, it is a Blu-ray, but it has to say M, and I like to think of the M as being minerals. Now, in other words, that's what this is made from, so it's not going to be the typical writing surface of a disc. And this particular M-Disc, if you will, is 25 gigabytes, so not only is it a very large data, it has a large data on it, up to 25 gigabytes per disc, okay? This will supposedly archive, up to 100 years. Now, I won't be here to observe that, but hopefully someone watching the show starting today maybe will live for 100 years and can tell me if the backup here is actually going to last that long. Now, there's all kinds of DVDs. Of course, you have the typical DVD-R, and this is only 8.5 gigabytes. Okay, it says 240 minutes for video, okay? And many of you are familiar with this typical Blu-ray disc. This again is BDR, Blu-ray disc, and this has 25 gigabytes. But you'll notice this Blu-ray disc does not say anywhere on it M. So if you want the true archival remnants, if you will, if you want these things to stay around forever, right now, today, it's the M, and you'll see it says archive right there. So this is what you need to get long-term archival discs to store your things up to 100 years. So let's take a look at the website, and we'll see here that this particular drive is called the External Slimline CD DVD Writer. Now, there's nothing there that's going to indicate that this is special, but if you read a little bit into this, it will actually tell you right here that this is M-Disc ready. Perfect archival solution with industrial leading disc lifetime expendencies. So this is going to keep your stuff for a long while. Now, this particular drive, again, there's nothing special about it other than it will. It's designed to take this M-Series disc. We'll read a little bit about that. The writer is M-Disc ready, providing an archival solution, with industrial-leading disc lifetime expectancies, ideal for backing up sensitive material as well as music and video libraries. So this is what you want to use. You want to use the M-Disc itself, okay, which is going to be like this, and you need an M-Disc Series Ready DVD burner. Verbatim makes a very good one. That's why I use it. Also, I like their Slimline. If you're not sure, you better make you better check on the disc drive that you have to see that it says M right on it. That's very, very important. Now, if you look over on Amazon, this particular drive is actually very inexpensive. It's $25, and it's on Prime. What's semi-unique about this is it comes with a wire here that's actually, let's take a look on camera two here. This actually is a very easy connector, okay? It has one of these, what I call the old archival DVD connector. So that's just going to go, let's put this this way. It's going to go right in here like so. Let's get that the right way. So that's going to go in here. Now the end is a little curious. It will be a little curious. You know that there's two USB connectors here. Now why are there two? Well, the truth of the matter is one's for power and one's to carry the data software code, if you will, back and forth. So it wants to see two USB ports. Now, sometimes I use a Surface Book Pro, and that only has one USB input. So the truth of the matter is that if you use this wider jack, the one where this other one comes out, this one, and you plug this in, this will work for receiving both data and power. Of course, it's better if you have one for power management, and you can plug this into any USB, including a power pack, and the other one would go directly into your computer. So again, there's nothing totally special about this particular drive other than it's that it is M ready. So I thought I would bring this to your attention, and let's take a look back at the website. This is compatible with all kind with all common DVD formats and players. M-Disc ready, 8X DVD write speed, and 24X CD write speed. Now, the thing that you need to understand is because it's going to be writing onto these M drives, this unit will actually take a longer time to write on the M series drive. And if you look right on the M series pack, it says 4X right on it. And 4X means it's going to take four times. That's the speed. So in other words, if it's 10 minutes, it will take 40 minutes. The faster the write speed, the faster it will actually do its job. So this will work slower. So don't get like, it's taking too long. This does take a long time to write onto because it has to penetrate the actual surface of this mineral disc, if you will. So this weighs 12 ounces and... The CD is compact, lightweight, USB, comes with a power cord, no need to use the additional adapter. However, if your battery is not fully charged in your laptop, this will suck a lot of power from it, including the motor of the DVD itself, and also to write and rewrite the software back and forth. So ideally, you'd want some type of device that can power both, give you power for the DVD itself, and also to transport the software writing back and forth. The industry leader disk lifetime expectancies, we talked about that, backing up sensitive data. This also comes with a CD, and this is for, it gives you a full pack of the Nero Burn, which is decent software, and archive software, only compatible with Windows on this particular model. So I chose this because Verbatim, as I said, makes all kinds of disks themselves, DVDs and CDs, and also I like their drives because the company manufactures the disks, so they clearly would know what's going about on their drives. Now, if you look here, you have to specify M disk. So here's Verbatim. Let's move this down a little bit here so we can see that. Let me get rid of my beautiful picture here. All right. So Verbatim, the M disk DVD-R, 4.7 gigabytes, 4X. Okay. I actually got the higher ones, and we'll look over here. And you can actually get these up to 100 gigabytes. The pack that I got, as I mentioned, is 25 gigabytes, and these will come up to 100 gigabytes, which is a lot of data. So if you want to store a ton of stuff, you can get this BDXL extra large for 100 gigabytes. Now, they're not cheap. Here's a pack of five for $83, so you can do the math. These are not cheap. The bigger the storage capacity, the more expensive they are. However, they do say that they will last. They anticipate them lasting up to 100 years. Again, I won't be around to see it, but the interesting thing about all this is that you never really know how long it's going to last. Now, case in point, I had a friend, he's deceased now, but he had wedding pictures that he took on a Super 8 camera back in the day at Niagara Falls. And for years, I listened to him tell me, I got to get a hold of a Super 8 video, you know, of a camera. There's no video back in those days like that. So by the time we got around to looking at those films, if you will, there was nothing on them. They had disintegrated, and he took those probably around 1950. We looked at them around 1975-ish, and there's nothing on them. The acid from the film actually deteriorated everything, and I felt bad, but there was absolutely nothing on it. So if you rev forward several years, everybody remembers, well, I think everybody remembers the VHS discs, you know, your home VCRs, your video recorder, and you had the Betamax and you had the VHS, and the Betamax gave you a little bit better quality, but the bottom line is they were both tape, and I myself have a ton of videos of the family, of the kids on VHS, and now it's even hard to find a VHS player, but I would venture to say that anything that you have on VHS by this time, if you haven't converted it to digital, is probably gone. It's probably lost. So you got to get with it. You got to transfer all these things that are on tape and transfer them digitally. Now, if you go on a DVD, you would think you were safe. Another case in point, and I've seen this happen more than one time. About, let's say, 15 years ago, one of my friend's daughters got married, and We recorded everything on videotape, and then I transferred it over for them as a courtesy, as a friend, onto a DVD, and I made like 10 copies of the DVD. 8 years later, okay, there was nothing on the DVDs, and I was like, what happened? I couldn't believe that in that short a period of time, it disintegrated. And I was very upset, and fortunately, we did have actually the tape, and that was in pretty bad shape, but one of the, I think, 8 or 10 copies that we made was okay. So at that point, we did transfer it over, and we actually used the M-Disc, hoping that we're going to get longer archival quality from that. And it's a real problem. I mean, you know, hospital records, medical records, insurance records, finance records, you think that things are backed up. And again, we talked about the cloud, we talked about digital backup, but I personally like to have something that I can put in the safe or actually hold on to. So I am going to be backing up all my photographs and videos over the next couple of weeks, months, onto these M discs, and I will check back in about 50, 60 years with somebody and see if they actually did hold up. If you want to read more about the M-Disc, just Google it and you'll find all kinds of things as to how the medium itself is coated onto the DVD, if you will, the Blu-ray, and how the laser burns into it. It's pretty fascinating stuff. But the point of our demo today is, one, to tell you that if you want things to be archived for a long time, don't use a DVD. You basically need to get an M-Series DVD read writer, primarily a writer. If you want to read it, you got to get the same, you know, you got to be able to read and write M. And also you need to buy a special disc, which is the M-Series, standing for mineral. And you will probably be as good as you're going to be. There's a whole nother discussion whether your video players today that you're using, your DVD, your Blu-ray player, will ever even be able to play these things 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. No one really knows. And it's an interesting science, if you will, is archiving data. So that is going to wrap up the demo, if you will. By the way, this thing works flawlessly well. It's great if you have a laptop, okay, and it doesn't have a DVD in it. This is $25, and it will read, write, and play everything, including the M-Series. So I definitely am a big fan of this Verbatim Drive. And again, you can easily buy that on Amazon, and that's $24.90 Prime. And it works real well. It's just as easy as that. There's not much else to it. The only thing that I think is a little kludgy is this double-ended wire here. Yes, it does work on most machines through this one cord, but if you're on a desktop, I wouldn't worry about it. If you're on a well-charged laptop, I wouldn't worry about it. If you're on a Surface Pro, I would worry about it. I do use this with one wire. It does work okay, but it puts two wires here for a reason. Again, one's for power, one's for data. So that pretty much wraps up our review. I hope you learned something. I know I was amazed to find about 2 years ago that these M-Series drives actually existed, but I have maybe 40 or 50 M drives right now, and I've only had them for a couple years, and everything is intact. I do occasionally check the first one that I burn to make sure there's no degradation of quality, and so far, everything's good. So as I said, we'll check back in 50, 60 years and see what we got. All right, time for some fun and some apps of the day, and here we go. This first one is called Zen Studio. It's a meditation for kids, and I'm a big fan of this because I'm a kid at heart. But what I like about this is the kids, my grandkids love this thing, and it's free, and they basically can create all kinds of geometric finger painting, and you'd be amazed how kids really get into this. So summer's coming up. I know that, and you know, if you have little nephews and nieces and things, and you know, they want to use their phone, or you want to give them your iPad to fool around with, this is for the iOS operating system. But this is a fascinating finger paint game, if you will, and the kids love it. They absolutely love it, and you'll be astonished as to the things that they create with it. So check that out. It's totally free. It's called Zen Studio Meditation for Kids. I like it. Now, our next app is a fun app. This is called SampleBot, And I know there's a lot of folks out there that watch the show that like music. And what this is it's what's called a sampler in the industry. And this will allow you to sample different types of sounds. So you can craft a song and put it on a one-button touch, because if you see here, there's lots of buttons that you can touch, and each button could be a different drum roll, it could be a sound effect, it could be a song, it could be a sequencer. You can create different colors to play different sound effects and things like that. You can record a sound effect, or you can download a particular sound effect from your music library, from your iCloud drive, whatever the case may be. And this works real well. It's $4, but it works quite well. And I think if you're into making music or playing with music, this would be a great thing for you. For example, if you like to sing karaoke and so on and so forth, you can record your music or load down onto the iPad karaoke songs and just sing over it. So a lot of entertainment, if you will, for $3.99. Yeah. Now, this is an app that I actually have and use, and I love it. It's called Ollie. It's made by a company called Tinrock. Again, this is only available, to my knowledge, on the iOS. It costs 99 cents. But it will take any of your existing photographs, and it really makes nice oils, if you will, like oil paintings. And you just never know what you're going to get. And there are different styles that you can click on the different buttons to give you, different looks, styles, feels. You can watch everything around you and turn it into an animated movie, if you will, with Ollie's live preview. Save your drawings and animations and share them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Pinterest. Simple, spontaneous, and it's fun to use. So try this out. It has 8 preset styles, and they're all quite nice, to be honest about it. And it will let you record video 15 seconds, a video import duration of 60 seconds. It does 1080p, so for a buck, it works pretty good. And let me know if you like this, because I have a bunch of other ones that are similar. This is one of the better ones, and also it's very affordable at 99 cents. Now, this is actually for available on the Android operating system, and this is called ManyThing. And ManyThing stands for monitoring anything. And this is exactly what this app will do. So if you have an old phone and you don't know what to do with it, this will allow you to use this as a camera, and you could set it up anywhere and actually use it to monitor your baby or your kids or your house when you're not there. ManyThing lets you give that spare smartphone or tablet a new lease on life. Just download it, and the app will make your spare device into an instant security camera. So this gets fairly good reviews. It's not as good as functional if you bought a separate security camera. But if you have a couple old Android phones sitting around and they're not doing anything, then try this out. It's called ManyThing, and the app is totally free, so you can't overpay for it. Now, this next app is kind of funny. It's called Schleep, and I wanted to call it Schlep, but it's not called Schlep. It's called Schleep. And Sleep is an app that will monitor your sleep and give you an energy boost, which I can always use. So do you find yourself tired most mornings, or tossing and turning in the bed, not being able to fall asleep? Get Sleep, the world's first coaching sleep app developed by a team of sleep scientists. Sleep is your pocket sleep coach to help you improve your sleep in less than 5 minutes a day. Sleep will help you improve your sleep. Not sleeping enough will coach you as to how to get the type of sleep that you need. Browsing your social media late at evening, maybe it's time to put it away and let this tech actually help you. Your alarm is constantly interrupting you in the mornings. Try the Stop Snoop Challenge. So this is a fun app. It's really nice, and I think you're going to find it a lot of fun, and actually pretty helpful. All right. This next app I mentioned a while back, and I've been using this app now for a little bit over a year, and I just can't say enough about it. It's called Day One Journal, and this is to me, one of the best apps out there. It's a popular, award-winning journaling app, and it's now available on both operating systems, both the iOS, like my iPhone it's on, my iPad, and any Droid operating system. And essentially what this will allow you to do is to track every single moment of your life, if you so desire. It's a journaling app where you can just type in whatever it is you want. It will take photographs and add, delete. It just goes on and on. It will create a calendar for you. You could print it out. And over the last year, again, I've been using it a little bit over a year, almost 13 months. And I'll tell you, it's really been very helpful to me to recall things. And what I like about it is now I can go back a year ago and see, you know, what was going on in my life. And it just gives me a sense of progress or regress or whatever way you want to look at it. But it's a very handy app. Also, I can see photographs of where I was when I was traveling, and a very, very handy app. They have a free version. I go for the paid version. Really, really good. You may be totally fine with the free version. You can upgrade to all kinds of things if you want. What else I like about it is it's cross-platform, and also it will transfer to the data to any format that I'm on, whether I'm on my desktop, my laptop, my Mac, my PC, my iPhone, my Droid. It just doesn't matter. I log in and all my data is there. It's particularly interesting to use when you go to NAB or you go to CES and you see things, and you can just write it down, take a picture of it, or you can actually even speak into the phone. It will save the recording. And then a week or two later, when you say, oh man, I remember that thing, what was it? And I actually could hear what I said about it instead of reading all the notes or standing there typing. So I give this one of my favorite apps by far is this Day One Journal. It's won all kinds of awards, and I know that you're going to be very happy with it. Now, this next app is available for both platforms, certainly the iOS and certainly the Android, and this is a blast, and this happens to be free. It's called TikTok. This is a video social network app, and it really is a blast. What this is it's a short video social media platform. It's powered by music. Yeah, so whether it's a dance, freestyle, or a performance, you can create, and you're encouraged to create all kinds of things using your imagination. It's designed for the new generation of creators. TikTok allows users to quickly and easily create unique short videos, share them with your friends, and also around the world. TikTok is now the new cultural benchmark for young creators. This is a cool app. I just loaded it maybe on a Monday, and it's high-speed image. It will give you a perfect facial recognition. It will make you cool. It will make you look silly. It will make you look outrageous because there's a million sliders and special effects tools that come with this. It's totally free, and it's the perfect marriage between artificial intelligence and image capturing. Enhancing the product will allow you to create different, you can enhance your products by offering incredible rhythm, synchronization, special effects, using advanced technology, turn your fun into a full-blown creative studio. And maybe someday I'll try a podcast on it. I won't do any breakdancing or anything, but it's definitely a very cool app, and check it out. It's totally free, and it's certainly available on both platforms. So there you go. That will wrap it up today for The Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next week. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor!